Hi everybody, I hope have a great time now that you're listening my voice. It is my second let's like in the second day of my challenge, and I admire Ms. Peter. She introduced a great and useful method for me that I don't have time a lot during the day for learning new things in English, okay? Today I wanna speak about one of lessons from Papa. And of course, he is a very amazing person, an amazing teacher. He teaches in a fun way. It's very fantastic way to convey great things and difficult things in English for a learner. And so you can learn better in his course in Zhangshan's application. It's related to advanced lessons. All lessons in this course is very useful because he learns preposition, he learns grammar, he learns vocabulary, phrasal verb, especially phrasal verb and preposition. It's very great method. And I highly recommend all of you to hear this course and listen to his lesson. I don't say to yourself that this course is very difficult. No, because he learned through painting, and it's through fun methods, as I said. And don't worry about that. Okay, let's get started. My let's start. Number one is a get around to. All of them come together and get around to. And after that, the verb is in ground, and it's ing. For example, I got around to reading mastery book. And I can say in negative way, I haven't got around to reading Harry Potter book yet. Okay, got around to. It means to be successful to do something, or have a time or get time to do something, or take advantage of each opportunity that happen for you. For example, for me, about reading mastery book, finally I can do that. So I say I got around to reading mastery book. Okay, and the second. Two words don't related to each other. How come? But it means what happened, or it means why it happened. Okay, for example, I was at my office and I was working, and suddenly I told my coworkers and told him or her, I wanna go home. And she or he said, why come, or how come you wanna go home? Or you're leaving work so soon. Why come or how come? And number three, head. Head with preposition like off, head off, head out, head into. Head off, it means, for example, I go to a party and then I want to go home and I tell my friend, I wanna head off. It means leave a place, not a place that you are for always. You wanna go from a temporary place to a permanent place, from party to your home. I head off, and head out. Yeah, head out. We hear that a lot, this conversation between children and mom. For example, children, son or daughter go out and say, "Mom, I wanna head out to see my friends. Don't worry if I be late tonight, okay?" And another head into, okay. For example, you and your friend, after your work, you wanna go home. In your way, you say, "Let's head into cool club." Okay, head into, go into some place. And number four, get to do something. Before that, I hear that a lot in Real English course and ESL podcast, a lot, but I didn't know exactly what does it mean. I hear in Real English, she got to do, or in ESL podcast, I hear, I got to do both. I got to do sightseeing. I got to I got to visit my friends. I got to do. It means be successful to do something, for have opportunity to do something is better. You like to go abroad and another country, see another country, and I wish you that you get to visit French, okay. And other number five, other word, and last but not least, manage to is like go to do something, but it is more specific. I managed to finish reading mastery book. No, it's better. Okay, that's all, and I hope that you that it will be useful for you, and don't worry about them, and I hope that you get around to learning English, and you get to use it in your conversation one day, and you head to abroad country and speak with foreign person in English. Okay, have a great time, and thanks if you hear if you listen to my voice, and bye for now.